raised up in Boston, a city you all know well. Brought up by honest parents, the truth you all tell. Brought up by honest parents and raised most tenderly, till I became a sportsman at the age of 23. Well, I used to be a poor boy and lived out on the square. No money in my pockets, I could not leave it there. Went to drinking and gambling, my deal, it did go down. And now they've sentenced me to the pen in Charlestown. My character was taken and I was sent to jail. My friends, they found it wasn't vain to get me out on bail. The jury found me guilty, the clerk, he wrote it down. He sentenced me to 21 years in the pen in Charlestown. I could see my aged father standing at the bar. Likewise, my poor mother tearing at her hair. Tearing at her old gray locks while the tears come tumbling down. Since son, oh son, what have you done that you're going to Charlestown? Put on board an eastbound train one cold December day, and as we passed the station, I'd hear all the people say, there goes Frank James, the burglar, for some great crime I know, for some great crime or another, to Charlestown must go. Now you have your liberty, pray keep it if you can. Don't go around the streets at night breaking the laws of man. For if you do, you'll surely ruin, find yourself like me, serving out full 21 years in the state penitentiary.
It's time to turn to the Native American ballads. These are much younger, and more of these than the English ballads are based on actual happenings or events. For example, Virgil Sandage will sing about an act of war in Havana Harbor in 1898. The song is called Did the Maine Go Down? Listen here for another difference between the Native American ballads and most of those from Merry Old England. The singer or narrator of the story seems to be a little more emotionally involved with the action, and many of these American ballads have a moral attached.
Your mother would sing these songs just for entertainment then?
Yes, mostly for us children. Mm-hmm. Because they were old to her too at that time. You see. They were old songs.
What about your father? Did he play any instruments or sing or anything?
He could sing. He had a good voice to sing and did sing at their Indiana Hero. That was one of his favorite songs to sing. And as I said, I have my father's discharge from the Civil War. Now, at our place, we just had the old-fashioned pump organ. Of course, my mother could play some on it. And then my sister, older than me, and when I was a child growing up, you know. That was usually our entertainment, was play the organ and all gather around it and sing.
Mm-hmm. You sing songs like these, or mostly church songs?
Well, both kinds.
Both kinds.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Sanders, do you think you could do that one, Did the Maine Go Down?
Oh, I guess I could. It wouldn't be very good, but then,
On the 15th day of February in the year of 98, that day records the Maine disaster. 'Twas the day that sealed her fate. There were those on board that noble vessel that we ne'er shall see again. Their proud homes are draped in mourning, for they went down on the main. Did the main go down? Yes, the main went under, and her loss was caused by Spain. Shall the Spaniards laugh at our misfortune and the lives lost on the main? I will make this trip, said Captain Sigsbee, as he started out to sea. But danger's in those Spanish waters Spain has planted in the sea. But I'll go wherever duty calls me, with my comrades I'll remain. But fortune made him a survivor of the victims of the main. At 8:30, when the seas were ruffled by a quiet, soft sea breeze, and all on board were soundly sleeping or were gazing out to sea, when hark, I hear such shrieks of horror seem to reach heaven's high domain, and rifles in those Spanish chambers all went down on the main. Said a brave young lad to his loving mother, I must go on board the main. She will take us to Havana Harbor, but we'll soon return again. So he kissed her while sadly weeping, for her tears fell down like rain. And now she mourns for her lost darling, for he went down on the main.
Now it's time for Native Hoosier Ballads. The first is Pearl Bryan, about a young lady from Greencastle who met an unfortunate death. Her sweetheart, Scott Jackson, was involved. He and a friend had tried to dump the body near Fort Thomas, Kentucky, on the Ohio River and hoped that no one would find out. But they were discovered through some detective work, as the existence of the ballad proves. There's another version of the Pearl Bryan story, but it's a different story. Actually, an older ballad called The Jealous Lover Who Murders His Sweetheart Because She Was Looking at Another Fellow. And in this older ballad, the names Pearl Bryant and Scott Jackson somehow became inserted. And then I want you to hear Anna Underhill sing another Hoosier ballad called An Indiana Hero, or Fuller and Warren, about a murder that happened in Lawrenceburg, Indiana in 1820. Fuller shot Warren, who had stolen his sweetheart's affections. Local folks around Lawrenceburg seemed to sympathize with Fuller, as the ballad attests.
Come on, a few young people, is that story I will tell, that happened in Fort Thomas in the old Kentucky state. Pearl went to Cincinnati. She had never been there before. She was stolen by Scott Jackson, for to never see mama no more. They sent the bloodhounds hunting. At last an answer came, saying, Helen, we found a dead woman's body, but we can't find her head. A telephone for miles around. At last an answer came, saying, her lad's dead woman's body, it must have been Pearl was slain. Then in come Pearl's sister, falling to her knees, pleading to Scott Jackson for sister's head, oh please. Scott Jackson sat there stubborn. These words, these are the words he said. When we meet Pearl in heaven, there'll be no missing head.
Well, where is that song from, do you think? Where do you think that song is composed?
It started right over here at Fort Thomas. They had Walden and fellow by the name of Walden and Jackson. This Scott Jackson got that woman, Pearl Bryant, fixed up, you know, and he took her over to take her to Cincinnati and get an embossing made on her. You know what that means, I suppose. And when they got her there, she died. And him and this Walden was getting in a bad hatch. They was going to run her in that hospital and not let nobody know it, you know. And they was getting in bad muddy water there, you know. So they put her in a car and run her down there somewhere and dumped her out down the Ohio River somewhere. Was there Fort Thomas there then? They dumped her out there. And they cut her head off. Thought head away. Thought nobody would know her, you know, then. I remember my daddy coming from Livingston, riding. He always had to ride Livingston every Saturday, you know. And I remember him coming up from Livingston one Saturday evening and sitting down and at the far side, Edward got his horse put up, you know, and telling Mom that story about Pearl Bryant and about killing her. And then years after that, not too many years after that, the song come out. You see, they people live back there in them hills, then they never got any news unless they went to some town. The newspapers didn't float out in the country. They had to go to some town before they could get any.
Ye sons of Columbia, your attention I will call, while a sorrowful ditty I will tell, which happened of late in the Indiana state, to a hero which none can excel. Like Samson, he courted his choice of the fair, and intended to make her his wife. But like Delilah Pharaoh, she did his heart ensnare, which cost him his honor and his life. A gold ring he gave her in token of true love, and the flower was the image of a dove. They had mutually agreed to get married indeed, and had promised by the power above. Now this feeble-minded maiden was again far to wed to young Warren, the liver of the place. Fuller's heart did overflow, and he struck the fatal blow, which ended in shame and disgrace. When Fuller came to find he was deprived of his love, which had promised by the powers to wed, with heart full of woe, straight to Warren he did go, and smiling to Warren he said, "Oh, Warren, you have wronged me to gratify your cause by relating I had left a prudent wife. Acknowledge you have wronged me, although I break the laws. Oh, Warren, I'll deprive you of your life. Now, Fuller, your request is, it must be denied, for my heart unto your darling it is bound, and I can safely say that this is my wedding day, in spite of all your heroes in town." Now, fuller in a passion of hate and anger high, which has caused many a man to die. With one fatal shot, he killed one on the spot, and smiling said, I'm ready now to die. Now Fuller was condemned by the honorable court at Lawrenceburg and sentenced to die. And in grievous death to hang above the earth, like Haman on the Galilee so high. The morning it came when young Fuller was to die, and smiling he bade this world adieu. Like an angel he did stand, for he was a handsome man. On his breast he wore a ribbon of blue. 10,000 spectators were smote on the breast, and the guard dropped a tear from his eye, saying, cursed be she who has caused this misery, for she in his stead ought to die. Now from all this ancient history that I can understand, and what's more that I'm bound to believe, that women are essentially the downfall of men, as Adam was beguiled by Eve. Now marriage is a lottery and few win a prize, though it's pleasing to the heart and to the eye. And you that never marry may well be called wise. So, gentlemen, excuse me, goodbye.
American ballads were made up about all sorts of events and situations. Some were about outlaws and bad men, such as Sam Bass, who, as the song says, was born in Indiana. It was his native state. And then he went to Texas, where he performed the deeds for which he's remembered in song. And then there's ballads about all sorts of occupations, lumberjacks, sailors, railroad men, miners, and cowboys. On a future Indiana hoedown, you'll hear Vern Smelzer of Orange County sing about a backwoodsman, or lumberjack, and also one about a farmer. Right now, I want you to hear Arnold Keith Storm of Mooresville sing a cowboy ballad about Little Joe the Wrangler.
Oh, Little Joe the Wrangler will wrangle nevermore. His days with Remuda are o'er. Was a year ago last April that he rode into our herd. Just a little Texas stray and all alone. It was late and in the evening when he rode into our herd. On a little Texas pony he called Chaw. With his brogue and shoes and overalls, a tougher looking chap you never in your life before had saw. He said he'd had to leave his home, his ma had married twice. His new pa whipped him every day or two. So he saddled up old Chaw one night and quietly rode away. And now he's trying to paddle his own canoe. He said if we would give him work, he'd do the best he could, although he didn't know nothing about a cow. So the boss, he cut him out a mountain, kindly helped him on, for he sort of liked that Texas stray somehow. We traveled up the Pecos, the weather being fine. We camped down by the south side of the bend. When a norther started blowing, we called the extra guards, for it takes all to hold those cattle in. Now little Joe the wrangler was called out with the rest. The lad had scarcely gotten to the herd when those cattle they stampeded like a hailstorm on they fled, and we all rode hell for leather for the lead. Missed the flashes of the lightning, a horseman we could see. It was little Joe the wrangler in the lead. He was riding old Blue Rocket with a slicker o'er his head. He was trying to check those cattle in the lead. At last we got them milling and kindly settled down when the XP guards back to the wagon rode. But one was missing, we saw it at a glance, was our little Texas stray poor wrangler Joe. Next morning, just at daybreak, we found where Rocket fell, down in the washout 20 feet below. Beneath the horse's body, lying where he fell, was our little Texas stray poor wrangler Joe. Oh, little Joe the wrangler will wrangle nevermore, his days with Remuda are o'er. Was a year ago last April that he rode into our herd, just a little Texas stray and all alone.
Arnold Keith Storm also tried his hand at ballad making. He made up a song about a disaster that happened in Indianapolis back in 1963. You might remember it was a great explosion at the Indiana State Fairgrounds at the Coliseum during an ice show in which many people lost their lives. And the song that he wrote is called The Great Explosion, but it's a little too long, and so I won't be able to play it on this show. But it's like many of the old ballads being about tragedy and death. But instead, I'd like to do a ballad about that other most common ballad topic, that is, unhappy love. This one is sung by Shorty and Juanita Sheehan, a country music duo that's been around Indianapolis for some time. It's called The Soldier and the Lady. And then we'll end the show with another disaster ballad, a real familiar melody, The Wreck of the Old 97, played in a bluegrass setting by the Duff Family Band. Lawrence Duff does the singing, and Donald Duff is on fiddle. They're from Lebanon, Indiana. Thank you.
never can be. For I've a wife in Columbus and children twice three. Young ladies, take this warning from me. Never place your affection on a soldier so free. Never place your affection on a soldier so free. For if you do, he'll deceive you as mine has done.
This is one of the first tunes that I learned several years ago, probably over 40 years ago. Wreck of the 97.
It for this Indiana Hoedown. I'm Paul Tyler saying I hope you'll join me again next week for some more traditional music from the Hoosier State.
The preceding program was made possible by a grant from the Indiana Committee for the Humanities in cooperation with the National Endowment for the Humanities and with the support of the Indiana Arts Commission and the National Endowment for the Arts. Indiana Hoedown is produced through the facilities of radio station WIPU-FM.